Kumlela Bar Gemara, we are up to the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So we were learning there's a concept called Shituf Mevuyis, and then there's Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres is where a number of people share a common courtyard. And then if a number of these common courtyards spill out into a street, that street is known as a Mavi, and if the courtyards, the disparate courtyards want to join together, they have to make a Shituf Mevuyis. They join together the Mavi. When it comes to an Erev Chatzeres, as Rashi explains, the idea is that we all the houses become like one, we all share in one house, we all bring our bread there, so therefore it has to be bread, because bread is considered a staple food, and therefore it has to be bread. When it comes to Shitufim Avoyis, it's not really a common house, it's a common courtyard. And in a courtyard, it's not so much you have a main meal, so therefore over there, we can share any food. We can bring wine, we can bring oil. If everyone contributes, that becomes a common thing, and we then can join together and carry in that mavi on Shabbos. Okay, so now this Mishnah discusses, what about if there's a number of people that have something in common, or they're sharing food, but not because they intended to make an Eruv or a Shituv, but rather because they were partners in business. So they all own together a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil. Is that sufficient also to be for the Shitufim of oil, or do they have to have a separate barrel for that? Mishnah. Bal habayis, shayeshutuf l'shcheinav. He was a partner with a number of his neighbors, or all of his neighbors, in business. L'zeh b'yayin. One neighbor, he shared a barrel of wine. U'l'zeh b'yayin. And the other neighbors, he shared a barrel of wine. Then, Einon tzichin la'arev. They don't have to make a separate erev. We'll see later in the Gemara, we're talking about that the wine that you're sharing with both neighbors are in the same inside the same barrel. So therefore, you don't have to then go ahead and make a separate erev for this mavi. L'zeh b'yayin, l'zeh b'shemen. But if to one person, you're a partner in wine, but to another person, you're a partner in oil, then it's not really considered a common partnership. It's like two separate vessels, and the Gemara will distinguish between if it's all wine or wine and oil. And one explanation is here's one vessel and two vessels. Then tzrichin l'arev, you have to make a separate erev. You can't rely on that because it's two separate vessels, so it's not all together. Rav Shimon omer echad zeh, ve'echad zeh, in either case, einan tzrichin l'arev, you don't have to make a separate erev. And we'll see in the Gemara try to explain the different two opinions as to understanding Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav goes ahead and qualifies the statement of the Mishnah v'kli echad. When do we say that if you have wine together, it works only if they're all sharing one barrel? They're all partners, all your neighbors are partners in one barrel. But if one neighbor's a partner in wine with you, one barrel. Another neighbor's a partner with you, wine, but in another barrel, they don't really join together. Now, even though we learned a while ago that Basil says you're allowed to have the Erev in two Kalim, we learned then it's talking about spilled over. Everyone contributed and you had some left over, so you put it into the separate Kalim. And that was put there for the sake of an Erev. So therefore, having it in the same Kalim didn't bother us. Over here, the purpose was not for an Erev. Here, it was just partnership. So if it's all in one Kalim, we can say, okay, we'll also use that for the common Erev. But if it's a two separate Kalim, then there's nothing, no connection between the two barrels and doesn't work. The Mishnah makes a distinction between if both of them were wine, or one is wine, one is oil. Now, why should there be a difference? If you tell me the difference is, because wine is possible they should all be in one barrel, therefore it works. The safer wine and oil, obviously, Shnei Kalim, two separate barrel shop, and then I can understand the distinction. The distinction is not so much wine and oil versus wine and wine, it's one barrel versus two barrels. Tell me, wine and wine, those are two barrels, and who cares if both neighbors are in wine, or one is in wine, one is in oil. The safer, they're both talking about two barrels. Mali, yayin, v'yayin, why should there be a difference whether it's wine and wine? And mali, yayin, v'shem, why should there be more wine and oil? That's what Rava says. So supports Rav. Amle Abaye says, Rav might be right, but support from our Mishnah you don't have. You want another distinction between wine, maybe it's talking about two barrels. So how come wine and wine is all right and wine and oil is not? I'll tell you why. Because yayin v'yayin, wine and wine roll out of it. Wine and wine at least has the potential to be mixed together into one barrel. So therefore it's like one common aidiv. Of a shemen, yayin v'shemen ain't roll out of it. But wine and oil doesn't even have the potential to be mixed together, and therefore it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work. It could very well be that the wine is also in two barrels. But so there's no proof to Rav, even though the halach is like Rav. Says about it further, Reb Shimon says, Shimon says, even the ones wine was oil, you don't have to make another Eidim. What's going on here? What's up, Shimon Svara? Even one guy's wine and one guy's oil, but like Abaye said, it doesn't even have the potential to be mixed together. So why in the world would it be good enough? And you're in business. Why would it be good enough for native? We're talking about a unique case. We're talking about, I don't know if you have a picture there, but you have two streets, and right in the middle of the two streets, contiguous to both streets, is a courtyard, a chotzer, between two streets. So we're talking about over here, since you have, so with one movi, two separate streets, not like, the way we understood it till now was a number of courtyards abutting a common street, one common movi. So therefore we asked, if one is wine, one is oil, how can they all draw all these courtyards joined together? We're talking about, no, there's two separate streets here, and one courtyard. With one street they joined in with oil, and with one street they joined in with wine. That's what the Shem is talking about, and that's good enough. Now why is that good enough? Because remember we had the whole discussion about Chum Shabbos. You end your 2,000 Amos, then we give you another four. And we had three people there, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's four Amos ended on the right. Levi's four Amos ended on the left, contiguous to Reuven, so they weren't overlapping, which means that Reuven couldn't carry into Shimon, and Shimon couldn't carry Reuven. And then there was a Levi, then there was a guy in the middle, Shimon, who two Amos overlapped Reuven, and two Amos overlapped Shimon. And the Rav Shimon said that the guy in the middle can carry with both. The guy in the middle can carry both. The two outer ones, the two extremities, cannot carry to each other because outside the chum, or cannot walk to each other, but the guy in the middle can. And the chum were worried he can't let the guy in the middle either because by mistake he might take the food that came in from the right side and move it to the left side. But Rav Shimon allows it, and that's exactly the same thing here. The two mothers cannot carry with each other because this is wine, this is oil, but the guy in the chutzah can carry with either mother. And Rav Shimon is consistent with his view. What he compared to Lashalosh Chatzeda, he compared that case at Chum to three courtyards at Psuchas Uluzu. We had three courtyards side by side. Each one had their own entrance and exit to the street, but they also had each one had a doorway between the Chatzeras. Upsuchas Lashalab. And we said, if the two outer ones did not make an Eidav with each other, only with the middle one. So according to Rab Shimon, according to Chamim, it's no good because we're scared you might end up carrying the wrong chatzit. But according to Rab Shimon, he muteres imo, and the middle one can carry in either chatzit to the right or to the left. The hein muteres imo, and the outer ones can only carry the middle one. Of the shtayim hachitzaynis asura zuzu, the two outer ones are forbidden to each other. So therefore, the same thing over here. You have one is wine, one is oil. The guy in the middle can carry with this mavi the wine and with this mavi the oil. And the Rabban of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, he argues. They say that if you, it's the case of two streets. If you have one, with one street you have wine, and with one street you have oil. So it's like two totally disparate Eidavin, since these two streets cannot carry to each other, because it's not like you made wine with all of them. One you made wine, one was made oil. So then, according to the Rabban, the guy in the middle cannot carry with either street either. Because we're worried that if you're going to start carrying out of the street, the street on the right will go through you into the street on the left. So that's what Rav Shimon is talking about. So the Gemara, Abaye said to Rabbi, he didn't only hassle Rabbi Yosef, he also hassled Rabbi as well. His teacher, me dummy, how can you compare? Hossam, over there, what does Rav Shimon say in the case of the three courtyards? And the two outer ones didn't make an Eidah between themselves. Hossam, over there, Ketani says, Shtayim, Achid, Tzaynis, Asudas. He says the two outer ones are usher hocha in our Mishnah. It says ain't tzrichin la'adav. Sounds like they don't have to make an eidav, which means that the two streets are allowed to carry to each other. You just learned pshat to compare our case of the chotzer between the two streets, and the two streets are not allowed to carry to each other. Only they're allowed to carry each one to the middle courtyard. But the expression in our Mishnah is they don't have to make an eidav, which sounds like they definitely can carry to each other. And according to your pshat, they can't. So Rabbi says that, Rabbi, not to be deterred, says, Ein tzrichin la'adav shcheinim ba'alabai. When it says you don't have to make an eidav, it means not to each other, street to street, it means street to courtyard. Avol shcheinim ba'adi hadodi, but street to street, surely tzrichin la'adav. They have to make an eidav. So that's how Rabbi understood Rab Shimon. Come along, Rabbi Yisrael says, Rab Shimon v'Rabbanon. You want to know the argument of Rab Shimon about wine and oil? totally different thing altogether, is an argument we had a number of times previously. Plukta, the Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri, the Rabbanon, Kamifugi, they're arguing a case as follows. We have a thing called a Tful Yom. A Tful Yom is somebody who went to the mikveh, and they were tummy, so they went to the mikveh. They have to wait till sunset before they're totally tired, ladi truma. But until then, he's called a Tful Yom. And a Tful Yom, whatever they touch, when it comes to truma, becomes tummy. Now what happened here was he had oil floating above wine. And the question is, because the oil is floating above wine, do we view it as totally this separate from the wine? So if the Tful Yom touches the oil that's floating atop, the oil becomes tummy, but not the wine, because if the oil and the wine are two separate things, a Tful Yom is a sheni. Touches the oil becomes a shlishi, third generation. And my truma, that's the end of the line. And now if this wine on top, or the oil on top, touches the wine will become a fourth generation. There's no fourth generation by truma, so it's not a problem. Or do we view the oil and wine as one entity? And that's an argument. Now we learned, shemen shetzofa gavayim, oil that's floating above wine. V'nogat tful yom b'shemen, the tful yom touched the oil that was truma, like pasul ha-shavavad, the oil that renders pasul is only the oil itself. He said that they become like what? Like one piece. So he sees the oil and wine as one. So therefore, if you make an eidiv, one with oil, one with wine, it's good because it's both considered the same. And according to Chachamim, it's two separate eidivim and doesn't work. That's Rabbi Yosef's view. Rabbanon ki Rabbanon, Rab Shimon ki Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Shimon ki Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that oil and wine are considered one. And therefore, you can have one street an eidiv minute with oil and the other street an eidiv with wine. Now we're going to raise another thing. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Loza ben Todai, Rabbi Loza ben Todai, Rabbi Loza ben Todai says, Echad zeb, echad zeb. He says, whichever, he argues on both opinions, with the Tanakhama and with Rav Shimon. He holds that even whether it's wine and oil, or whether it's wine and wine, they have to go ahead and make a new eidiv. Why? I feel zebiyayin. Even this guy has wine and this guy has wine, why should that be? Why, it sounds from Rav Tadoi that even if you have a case of with one, you know, you made wine with one neighbor and you have another barrel, or you have another wine with another neighbor, you still have to, what do you call it? Even if you're all sharing one barrel, you still have to make another eidiv. Why? What's the logic in him? They're all sharing one barrel. I'll tell you why. What happened here was Zebo Bilagino. This guy comes with his loig, he comes with his certain amount of wine. And what happens is each one poured some wine into this barrel. Each one came and poured some of his wine in his barrel until they filled the barrel. And now, even though when they put it in, they did not put it in for Shabbos purposes, they put it in because of business purposes, they all contributed wine. We can rely on that for Shabbos, right? Each one put wine. If that's what happened, each person brought some wine. Was clearly marked. They brought this barrel, this pitcher of wine, and this pitcher of wine. Everyone will agree that's a proper eidiv. Why? Because they all contributed equally. Keep pligi, you know what we're talking about over here? They bought a barrel of wine in partnership, in business. Rabbi Lezer Metadoi, he says, we don't know which wine inside that barrel belongs to which person. And therefore, it's not really a proper eidiv. And because it's not really, he holds ein breida, we don't say retrospectively that, you know, we know exactly which wine each person is. And therefore, the shittuf is not a good shittuf. Because normally, each one pours wine, and we know exactly which wine belongs to Reuven, which to Shimon, because each one brings a pitcher of wine and put it in. Here, all they did was they all gave money together, and then with that money, they bought a barrel of wine. And since we don't know which wine belongs to which person, that doesn't work. However, the bonus of Yesh Breda, we say Yesh Breda. And that means that, well, it's not a question of we're not doing so much Breda that we normally say it's retrospective. It's irrelevant about retrospective here. We just, because it's not like something we're doing later to verify that from the beginning. Here, Yesh Breda means simply, we all bought something together, B'Shutfus. Can you clearly say that this person has this part of the wine and this person has that part of the wine? You can't. So therefore, the Rabbanon hold nevertheless that Yesh Breda, it's as if each person's wine is clearly delineated, and that's good enough.
So now, do we say that just like each one gave $10 cash, it's
clearly marked, and now they took their cash and they bought wine, is as if that ownership of the money is transferred now to the wine, so you have your $10 of wine clearly marked here and here there? Or do we say that it's all now mixed together? All the wine is mixed together, therefore it's not clearly marked, and therefore it's not gurative. That's what Rabbi Elazar today's word is. That's how Rabbi is understanding. Rabbi Yosef says, no, Rabbi Yosef ben today, Rabbi Elazar, a very simple question. They're arguing here in a case. Everyone agrees that the movi itself is permitted. With the wine, if you bought a barrel of wine, they're arguing whether you can rely on that for the chatzer as well. They're arguing if all the people in the chatzeris made an edif together in the common street, do they now have to make? If I want to carry from one chatzer to the next chatzer, do I have to make a separate edif? We made a common edif for the street. Do we? We have five courtyards. Each courtyard has two houses. Obviously, the houses made an edif between themselves. And now the chatzeres are making an edif with the street. But what happens if you want to carry from one courtyard to the next courtyard? Do you got to make another edif for that? Or can you rely on the street edif to include the chatzer edif as well? And that's the argument. So Rabban holds, since they joined together for the street, they don't have to make a separate edif for the courtyards. And you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next courtyard without going through the street. There's doorways in between. That's good enough. Why? Because the shittif and the mavi joins them all together, and you can rely on whatever you place on the shittif of the mavi to also enable you to walk between one chatzah to the other chatzah. But Ben Tadoi says that Rabbi Elazar says that you can't. They're arguing whether you can rely on the shittif and makam in the place of having an edif. The Ma'asavar ain't same chi in Abalaz, he can't rely on the shittuf, you have to make a separate edif for each chatzah. When he says either one, wine, oil, you have to make another edif, he's talking about an edif between one courtyard and the next. Ma'asavar, same chi, the whole he relied. Omer Rabbi Yosef, how do I know that that's pshat? That's the argument. Because Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, name of Rav, halacha k'rameir. He wants me to follow in comment. The halacha is like Rameir, which is that Rameir holds, you do not rely on the shittuf to take the place also of the era between the courtyards, which is the way I'm going to learn Rabbi Elazar holds. And then V'omar Abroin Amarav, and Abroin said in the name of the same Rav, the halacha Rabbi Elazar Matadoi. That the halacha is like a Elazar Tadoi. Now the question is, my time, Rabbi Yosef says, I wondered, why did he have to paskin like both? Lamishum dechat taimu. Isn't it because they're both saying the same thing? So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is saying the exact same thing as a meir. And we know what a meir he's talking about over there. The meir holds that if you make a shittuf mavois, if you make an edif on the street, doesn't automatically mean you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard. You have to make a separate edif. Amalei Abaye says Abaye, no raya. On the contrary, v'ichat taimu for a meir and Rabbi Elazar are both saying the same thing. So Tati Chalomli, why in the world would a rav have to go around saying the halacha like a meir? The halacha Rabbi Elazar, they're saying exactly the same thing. Once you tell the halacha Rameh, it's good enough. Now, we need to say halacha Rameh because Rabbi Elazar is vague. We don't know exactly what Rabbi Elazar is saying here. Maybe he's talking about, maybe we can understand, interpret Rabbi Elazar's opinion to do like Rabbi interprets about whether he can carry one courtyard to the next. But more than that, the question is, we're going to see later, there's a difference if you made, there's a big argument, if you made the shittuf mavois with bread, can you then rely on it between courtyards? In other words, if you made it with wine, since courtyards, you only make with bread, and you made it with wine, there's a machlekes, since you made it a valid edif on the street, it automatically incorporates the courtyards, even though wine is not a method to use for edif for courtyards, but since it was functional for the street, it automatically includes the courtyards. Or do we say, no, bread, if you made it on the street, includes the courtyards. So we could have said that Rabbi Elazar is, when Rabbi Elazar says that if you made it on the street, it doesn't include the courtyards, maybe we can say it's talking about, which was Rabbi Yosef Pshat, maybe it's talking about you made it with wine. Rabbi Meir goes a step further. Rabbi Meir says that even if you made it with bread, it does not include the courtyards. Okay, so therefore you had to say, Loch Rabbi Meir. But why in the world does he say Loch Rabbi Elazar? What does he add? What does he add? Yeah, that's the question Abaye is asking. If Rabbi Yosef is right, if that's Pshat in the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. So, because if you know Reda Meir, that even if you put bread as your Eidav in the street, it doesn't include the courtyards. And of course, we use wine, it doesn't include the courtyards. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef back to Abaye. No. How come Mashmalan? No, Rav had, there was still a Chiddush involved in it. You know why? He wanted to tell you the Leavdina Ketre Chumre Be'edavin. You cannot. Remember, we always try to be lenient. Sometimes you're machmir, but you're machmir, we don't want to be machmir two steps. The Rabbanon hold even wine in the street shittiv includes the courtyards. And you're going to be machmir now and say it doesn't include the courtyards. You're going to be machmir now and say that it that the halacha rameya, that not only if you use wine, but even if you use bread, doesn't work. That's two steps. So first we bring in Rabbi Elazar, who says that wine does not include the courtyards. That's one step. And once we've established Rabbi Elazar, from there we go one other step, but even bread doesn't work. What's this Rameyan? What's this Rabbani talking about? The time we learned, Ma'arvin bechatzedas bepat. We learned in a Braisa, Ma'arvin bechatzedas bepas. In a courtyard, you use bread as your ediv. The im rotzel arbiyain aim arvin. When it comes to the courtyard, we don't want you to use wine. The whole idea is you're living in one house, and living is called a meal, is bread. But mishtatvim b'movavibiyain. But in the street, wine is good enough, because in courtyards you don't really live, so wine is good enough. It's more like a token joint effort. The im rotzel lishtatvim b'pasishtatvim. If you want to join with bread, you could. Ma'arvin bechatzedus. Yeah, you could. Ma'arvin bechatzedus mishtatvim b'movav. Then he says, Ma'arvin bechatzedus, you make an ediv in the chatzer umishtatvim b'mavi. Rameyeh says that even though you made a shit for the mavi, you have to make a separate ediv between one courtyard and the next courtyard. Why? Even though l'chayda, you already made a shit for the mavi. Because if you only made an ediv between the courtyards and you didn't make a common ediv in the street, you're allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next, but you cannot carry the street. Because you cannot rely on the ediv of the courtyards to take the place of the shittiv in the street. But nor can you rely on the shittiv in the street that you don't have to then make an ediv from one courtyard to the other courtyard. Why not? Because if you're going to do that, then the whole idea of an ediv is going to be forgotten. But if each ediv within the ediv, let's say you have two houses in Eidav. They made an Eidav between themselves. And then you make an Eidav in the courtyard. The concept of an Eidav is not forgotten because they have to make an Eidav in their own individual courtyard. So they know what an Eidav is. Yeah. So I think about, yeah. Yeah, so say like this. You make an eidav in the chotzer, you make a shemosh lishkachter as eidav minatinoikis. So, but if you did make an eidav in your own courtyard, then and you made an eidav in the street, then you could carry from one courtyard to the next as well, because you made an eidav in your own courtyard, so you know the idea of an eidav, and then you made an eidav in the street, so you can carry not only the street, but from one courtyard to the other courtyard. But what Rameyeh is saying here is, if you did not make an eidav in your own courtyard, you didn't make it, let's say you're only the only house in your courtyard, and you want to carry to the next courtyard, and the only thing that you've made is a common shittuf on the mavli, then you need to make a separate eidav from courtyard to courtyard, otherwise the idea of an eidav chatzed will be forgotten. But if you have two houses in a courtyard, and you made an eidav between two houses, and you made an eidav shittuf mavoyis on the street, then you don't have to make from one courtyard to the next, because the concept of an eidav is not forgotten. But otherwise they'll grow up without having an eidav in the courtyard. All they have is an eidav in the city, and they won't know there's a constant eidav in the courtyard. These are the words of Rameyeh. The Chachamim say, Oy ma'arvin, oy mishtat. Chachamim say, no, you don't need to do both. That if you make a shittuf from a voyas, you don't have to make an eidav in the courtyards. Now, what's pshat? Pligi bor am chumim v'rabbe. There's an argument on chumim v'rabbe. How to understand this? Machlekes of Rameyeh and the Chachamim. Rechadom, one says bepas. If they made used bread for the chot for the shittuf mavoyi, pligi the bechot sagi, Everyone will agree, if you use bread for the street, since bread is the same thing you use for the chassid, everyone holds if you made a shittuf from the street, it's good enough. You don't have to make a separate thing. Keep pligi b'yayin. They're arguing in the case you use wine. Now wine, if you use wine for a courtyard, it wouldn't work. You use wine for the street, and obviously the street incorporates the courtyards. But the question is, what happens in this case? Because if you were taking this wine and use it for the chassid itself, it wouldn't have worked. That Meir says he cannot use that. You cannot rely on the Erev Chatzeres on this wine, because generally you don't use wine for Erev Chatzeres. And the Rabbanan held you could. Now, even though normally you agree that you can't use the wine for a chatzer, but since the wine is effective for the street, and the street includes all of these courtyards, it's good enough. Because they hold that you can rely on the shittiv instead of the ediv. But everyone agrees, according to this version, everyone agrees, not sure who said it, but everyone agrees, that if you use bread, bread is good enough. You can rely on the bread. However, the Chadom, as others says, on the contrary, if they use wine, there's nothing to talk about. Even the Rabbanon agree, since wine couldn't have been used for the Chatzot, it cannot rely on it. According to this Pshat, the word is, not that if you make a shittuf on the street, you don't have to make it in the Chatzot. If you make a shittuf on the street, it includes the Chatzot. The first Pshat, the first guy's Pshat is, if you make a shittuf on the street, you don't have to make it in the Chatzot. So we had an argument, if you use bread, what happens? But the second shot is, if you make a thing in the street, it includes the chatzar. If it includes the chatzar, then wine for sure cannot work, because wine can't be used for a chatzar. But yayin kli ala pligi d'bina in entirety, everyone agrees that's no good, that you don't, then you'll need a separate eder for the courtyards over the street. Ki pligi b'pasar, arguing in the case of bread. Since bread is good enough for the courtyard, does it include or not? So maybe I'll answer your question. Chachamim say, oy ma'arvin, oy mishtatvin. You have a choice. Either you make an Erev Chatzeres or you make a Shittuv Avos. My love, it sounds like, oy ma'arvin b'chotzer b'pas. Either make the Erev in the Chotzer correctly, which is bread, or make the Shittuv b'mavei b'thiayin, which is correct for the street. Omrav gil omrav, so l'chaydem, we see from here, that if giving you a choice of chum hole, you can make a shittuf on the street with wine. So how can you? You said before that by wine everyone agrees you have to make a separate shittuf. They're arguing by bread. It seems from here that they hold that even by wine, is good enough. This is what we're saying here. This is what the Rabbanu is saying. Oim arvin b'chotzer v'pas. Either make an ediv in the chotzer with bread, and then they can carry in the chotzer. Umutorin kan v'kan, and they're permitted here and there. According to Chachamim, it allows you to do both. No, our question was, it says it clearly, you can make a shittuf with wine. You said before, everyone agrees that if you use wine, it cannot include the chatzah, because wine is no good for a chatzah. It says clearly, Chum say, you have a choice. Either you make an ediv on the chatzah, or the chatzah make an ediv to each other, and therefore automatically carry in the street, which usually an ediv chatzah means bread, or you make a shittuf in the mavi and carry in the chatzah, and the shittuf in the mavi means making wine. So we see that even wine automatically includes the chatzah. So the Gemara says, no. I'm going to have this pshat. Either use bread in the chatzah, and therefore it includes the if all the chatzah is joined together automatically, the street that's in between, you can carry. Never said wine. Or make that shittuf in the street, but with what? With bread. We had this a few times before. Halacha kiramer. Halacha is like rameir. Remember, we learned before already, halacha means you get up in shul and you paskin this way. What halacha is like rameir, that if you make a shittuf in the street, you still have to make an erev between all the chatzedes, so that we don't forget the concept of a chatzer, unless each chatzer made an erev between the houses in the chatzer. Rav Huna says, minik, rameir. You don't get up in shul and paskin, but if anybody asks you a shiloh, you paskin away. And Rabbi Yechon says, no guam kramer. No guam means that we wouldn't even paskin that way. But if you see people behaving this way, don't stop them. So interesting to know whether in Shulchan Aruch, when it says nogu, is the same thing. It's not giving approval. It's just saying, well, that's what they do. Okay, leave them alone. But if you would ask me what I should do, I would never tell you, follow the nogu. I wonder if Shulchan Aruch, nogu means the same thing or not. Okay. Anyway, we'll stop here by the Mishnah, and we'll continue tomorrow.